Hi there, this is Ethan on a recorded line. I'm with the Hair Relaxer Lawsuit Help Team. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for Hair Relaxer Lawsuit. Her name is Shemika, and her phone number is 323-618-9186.
Okay, perfect.
She's on the other line, so may I transfer her to you?
All righty, I'll go ahead and take it from here.
Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, no problem.
And already, Shemika, are you there? Can you hear me?
Oh, boy. Yes, I'm here. No problem.
Hey there, Shemika. Yeah, so my name's Ethan. We are on a recorded line. As a reminder, I'll be your intake specialist for the Hair Relaxer Lawsuit. How are you at the moment?
I'm doing okay.
Glad to hear that. Now, you were just transferred over to me by the other representative, right?
Yes.
Okay, so just to let you know, so I'll be your intake specialist, so I'll be helping you get signed up for the lawsuit. Additionally, a lot of these questions that I will ask you may sound familiar or you may have already been asked, so I do apologize for any repetition, but it does all need to be restated for the recorded line. Now, I take it you were interested in seeing if you, thank you for your patience. Now, I take it you were interested in seeing if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so do you already have an attorney that's filing a claim for you?
No.
Okay, can you confirm to me then under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice, or representation from other law firms, and you haven't signed any documents or packets of information for anyone for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and was it you or a loved one that was using hair relaxers within the past 20 years?
Yes.
Gotcha, I see. And then were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay, I'm really sorry to hear about that. How are you doing now?
I'm doing better, you know.
Okay, that's good. I'm really glad to hear. What kind of cancer was it?
Ovarian.
You said ovarian?
Yes.
Okay, do you happen to remember the subtype of your cancer?
Yeah. It's on the one.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm right here. I was at the mall. It's stage one ovarian cancer.
Stage one ovarian cancer. Okay. So you would be filing this claim for yourself, of course, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Shemika, when were you diagnosed with cancer?
It was 20. It was like about 2024.
Okay. Do you remember the month or the day even?
Oh, yeah. March 10th, 2024.
Okay. March 10th, 2024. Okay. And how old were you at this time?
44.
44. Gotcha. What was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Miss Elizabeth Oslund.
Could you spell that last name?
O-S-L-U-N-D. Yes, O-S-L-U-N-D.
You said O-S-L-U-N-D. Okay. And what was the name of the hospital this was at?
Oh, it was at the Southern California Hospital. And in Culver City.
You said hospital in Culver City, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's the one on Delmas Terrace?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect.
90232.
Gotcha. Yeah, so we're not too far away then. You're really close, actually. I'm calling you from Irvine.
Okay. I know where that is.
Yeah, so we're, pretty darn close, actually. And then I see their phone
number
here.
Yes, we are.
310-3836-7000. Okay, perfect. Got it. And then, of course, your diagnosis did come in California. And you're still living in California, I would assume?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. And then for your usage of hair relaxer, did that happen more than four times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. On average, how many times a year were you using hair relaxers?
Just at least like three times, like two to three times.
Okay. So on average, you were using it about two to three times?
I used it all in all, I believe, like six to seven times, but out of the years, spaced out
Okay, gotcha. Was there a point, though, where you used it at least 4 times within a year?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so for your average usage, I'll put, you said 3 times a year, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then you did already confirm that your cancer diagnosis happened. This was at Southern California Hospital, Culver City, right?
Correct.
Okay, so of course you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Shamika, what is your birthday?
It's 5/1/1979.
Okay, 5/1/1979. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome as well?
No.
Okay. In addition to this, Shamika, do you happen to know anyone else, any friends, family, or loved ones that could need help with this that was injured by hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so if you do know someone, what I'll do is after we're finished with this, I'll be giving you all of my personal contact information so that way you can share it with anyone you know who could need help, okay?
Okay. Not a problem.
Okay. Additionally, so how old were you when you started using hair relaxers, Shamika?
I was around about, when I first started using them, probably about 12 years old.
Okay, about 12. And this was in California that you were using hair relaxers?
Yes, I never lived anywhere else but California.
Okay, yeah, me too, actually. When did you start using hair relaxers, the approximate date?
Let me see. It was around probably like Christmas. It was around Christmas because I started getting my hair done to go to a Christmas program. So it was probably around like... I don't remember what year was it. Was it 92? And it was in 92, 93, one of those. And it was in December, probably like on the 23rd.
Okay, I'll put December 23rd, 1992. Okay, yeah. And then when did you stop using hair relaxer?
Yes, I'm just thinking for history. Say it one more time. I'm sorry. It distracted me.
When did you stop using hair relaxers?
Oh, 2024.
Okay, 2024. I would assume that would have been, like, around the time you were diagnosed?
Yes, a little bit before that.
Okay, I'll just put March 1st, 2024. Does that sound accurate to you?
Or about February, maybe.
February. Okay, I'll put February of 2024 then.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. And then you think you said you were using it, like, was it 3 or 4 times per month or, sorry, per year?
Not month, year.
Per year, okay. Would you say 4 times per year?
Yes.
Or was it, okay.
I have, one time I have used it 4 times in a year, but not always. I've not used it 4 times a year always, but I have used it 4 times a year before.
Okay, gotcha, okay. And then, so you would say your usage, it was about... You did already say it was about, on average, like 3 times a year, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then you said, so between 1992 and 2024, were you using it consecutively for that entire time?
Yes.
Okay, so that would be, if my math is correct, so 2024, 1992, so 24 plus 8, that's 32 years?
Is that like 30-something years? Yeah.
32 years, gotcha. And were you applying this yourself in your home, or was that at a salon, or was it both?
Both.
Okay. And then do you remember what stores you were buying hair relaxer from for your own application?
It was like beauty supplies and maybe CVS, stuff
CVS,
like that.
Gotcha. Okay. As far as the salons that were doing them from you, do you remember any names and addresses?
Let's see. It was Golden Touch on Manchester and 8th Avenue. It was Hair Trap on Manchester and Vermont. Those were the two.
Okay, Golden Touch, Melvina's Golden Touch?
Yes, go on.
Okay, Melvina's Golden Touch. And then you said there was one more, right?
Uh-huh, Hair Trap.
Okay, Hair Trap.
On Vermont and Manchester.
Hair Trap, Vermont and Manchester. Okay, found it. Thank you so much for your time. Yep, found it right there.
No problem.
Okay, and you're not currently using hair relaxers, are you?
No.
Gotcha. Do you happen to have any receipts or leftover bottles of hair relaxer products? If not, that's okay.
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. If you don't have it, don't worry about it. That's perfectly fine. And what were the products or brand names that you were using for hair relaxer?
Dark and Lovely, Ariel, both of those.
Gotcha. I think out of all the people that I've talked to so far, seems like Dark and Lovely is the most common one. Dark and Lovely, ORS Olive Oil 2, and I think African Pride as well. Those are the ones I've heard most.
Oh, yeah, and I did use the olive, that one. I just forgot that one, the green
gotcha.
Box. Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, and you were using all these, I would assume, for the entire 32 years?
Yes.
Okay. And now we did confirm this already. Sorry, I know this question might be a little bit confusing, but so your cancer diagnosis did happen at least 2 years after your first year of hair relaxer usage, right?
I've been using the hair relaxers for a long time, and I just got diagnosed this year.
Gotcha. Yeah, you were using it starting in 92, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so you definitely used it for at least a full year before then, and then that came more than 2 years after that. During those 32 years, was there ever a period where you stopped using hair relaxer in between?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I was always wanting to wear my hair straight and colored and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Yeah, makes sense. And then let's see here. Oh, I lost. Yeah, so when did you first become aware of the connection between hair relaxers and your cancer diagnosis?
That was in March 2024.
Okay, I'll put March 1st, 2024. What kind of treatments were you receiving?
I got chemo.
Gotcha. Okay. Chemotherapy. And did you also start getting treated in March as well?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put March 1st, 2024. And then as far as the name of the doctor that treated you, was it the same Elizabeth Osland?
Yes.
Okay. Same hospital as well, I would assume then, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Perfect. I'll just go ahead and copy and paste. Elizabeth Osland, Southern California Hospital, Culver City, at 3828 Thomas Terrace, Culver City. Perfect.
Yeah.
I found their phone number here, 310-836-7000. And already, prior to this, your cancer diagnosis as well, did you have any other pre-existing conditions such as other cancers, diabetes, etc.?
No.
Okay. For the recording, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And then can you spell your first and last name for me?
Yes. Shamika, S-H-E-M-E-I-K-A, Helms, H-E-L-M-S.
Okay. So I heard Shamika, S-H-E-M-E-I-K-A, last name Helms. H-E-L-M-S.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a middle name or middle initial that you go by as well?
L. L.
L as in, like, let me
LaShawn.
Think. LaShawn.
LaShawn.
Okay. LaShawn, could you spell that for me as well?
L-A-S-H-A-W-N.
Okay. L-A-S-H-A-W-N. Got it. And do you happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or senior?
I'm no.
Okay. And what is your social?
572-559-137.
Okay. Just to confirm, I heard 572-559-137.
Yes.
Okay. And then, Shamika, what's the best email to reach you at?
It's Miko, Miko0353@gmail.com.
Okay, Miko0353@gmail.com.
Yes, correct.
Okay, and then for the phone number I have for you down, looks like this might be the phone number that was the person that transferred you to me. Is your phone number starting with 941?
Say one more time, 323-618-9186.
Sorry, repeat that for me one more time.
323-618-9186.
Okay, and this is the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay, 323-618-9186.
Yes.
Okay, and this is your smartphone, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, Mika, what's your address?
It's 4203 Edge Hill Drive, apartment number 4, 9008, Los Angeles, California.
Okay, you said 4203. Did you say Ant Hill Drive?
Edge Hill.
Antioch Drive. Okay, gosh. You said, I'm sorry, for the number, was that 4203?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. 4203. Ant Hill Drive. No, I can't find it. I'm probably spelling it wrong. Can you spell it for me? I'm sorry.
It's 4203 Ant Hill Drive. EDGEHILL.
Oh, okay. Drive. Sorry. I was typing in Ant Hill Drive, like
oh,
a hill.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. Is this a home or do you have an apartment number?
Apartment number 4.
Okay, apartment 4. Perfect. And then, Shamika, do you have documentary support for your date of diagnosis?
Yes, I do.
Okay, do you have copies of medical records that would show your diagnosis or your treatment, et cetera?
Yes.
Okay, and then if necessary, would you be able to provide these either by mail, electronically, or both?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, we're almost done here. I really do appreciate your patience, Shamika. Lastly, all I need to do is I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone that we can reach out to you in case something happens to you and we can't reach you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we wouldn't ever call them. Do you have anyone you want
okay.
to use as an emergency contact?
Yeah. You ready?
I'm ready.
It's 323-450-5778.
I heard 323-450-5778.
Yes.
Okay. And what's this person's name?
Gwendolyn, G-W-E-N-D-O-L-Y-N.
Okay.
Born at B-A-R-N-E-T-T.
B-A-R-N-E-T-T.
Yes, B-A-R-N-E-T-T.
Okay. Gotcha. And what is your relationship to this person?
That's my mother.
Gotcha. Okay, so Gwendolyn Barnett and 323-450-5778. Does she live with you or does she live separately?
Excuse me?
Does your mother live with you or does she live separately?
We live separately.
Okay, gotcha. Alrighty, so we're almost done here. Lastly, all I'm going to do is I'm going to look through a quick compliance form. Basically, that just means I'm going to read off a quick checklist to make sure everything that we've discussed sounds correct. And if anything sounds wrong, go ahead and stop me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we did confirm that you do not have an attorney already. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with this. You were diagnosed with cancer, in your case, ovarian cancer, after using hair relaxers. You are, of course,
yes.
interested in participating in the lawsuit. You were diagnosed at least 2 years after you started using hair relaxer for a full year, and then you were using hair relaxers at some point for at least 4 times in a year.
Correct.
Okay, and then, of course, as well, you stopped using hair relaxers in 2024, so you were definitely using hair relaxers within the past 20 years.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and start drafting up these documents. Basically, I'm just going to send them to myself first. That way I can check to make sure I didn't make any spelling errors, any typos, anything like that, before I send them for you to sign, so that way I don't have to go back and forth and make you have to re-sign anything. So I'm just going to make sure everything's good on my end. I'll probably read off a few of these items to you as well.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just in regards to your personal information to make sure I didn't make mistakes on my end. Okay, so your full name, Shamika, S-H-E-M-E-I-K-A, LaShawn, L-A-S-H-A-W-N. Last name, Helms, H-E-L-M-S. Okay. Your address is 4203 Edge Hill Drive. That's apartment 4, Los Angeles, California. Oops, let me zoom in. This is so small and I can't read it. 90008. And that's 323-618-9186 for your phone number. 90008. Okay, yeah, that looks good to me. And then, yeah, your address is Miko, M-E-K-O, 0353 at Gmail. Your birthday is May 1st of 79, and your social is 572-559137.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now that all looks good to me then. So what I'll do is I'm going to hit send on my end, and you should receive a text message and an email momentarily containing a link to DocuSign. This will allow you to digitally sign these retaining documents, which just states that A, our attorney partners will be representing you for this lawsuit, and B, it gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf.
Okay, this, no problem.
Yeah. And then when you're done signing as well, a copy of all this for your own record keeping will be emailed directly to you as well. It should only take a minute, and I think DocuSign kind of tells you where to put your signature or initial. So it should be pretty easy, but
okay.
If you need any help, just let me know, okay?
No problem. Oh, you want me to do it while I'm on the phone with you?
Yes, please.
Hold on. Okay. Well, can you see if you can divide it?
Okay. Give me just a second to check it on my end.
You could try. Hold on. One second. I'm trying to select style or whatever. Okay, there it goes.
Okay. Yeah, no worries.
One second. Okay. Okay. That's it, yeah. Get it for me. Okay, I'm in a bad service, so I don't know if that's why it's taking so long to go through.
Gotcha. Well, actually, I just received it on my end, so let me just check it and give it a once-over to make sure it got processed correctly.
Okay.
LaShawn.
Yes, it's all done. Okay.
Alrighty, yep, I see your name there, and I see your initials as well, and okay, yep, perfect. That all looks good to me, Shamika. Thank you for your time. So just to let you know from here on out, You should be expecting a call from our attorney partners sometime within the next several days, maybe about a week or so. It just depends on how busy they are, but they will be calling you back soon within that time. This is just to reconfirm and verify that everything we've just discussed is correct. So it'll be a call similar to this one, should be a little shorter even. And then from there on out, that should be the last thing you need to do, and then they can start working on your case. It's just very important that you answer that call because they can't get started on this until that second phone call, but then you should be good to go.
Okay, not a problem. And then when you get a chance, can you send me all the information so I can tell my mom?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually going to send you a text message right now. It's going to be from a 949 number. That's my personal office number. So that's the number you can share with your mom if she needs help. Give me just a second. I'll write this up. Hi, Shamika. This is with the Hair Relaxer lawsuit team. This is my office number, comma. Feel free to call or text if you need any further help. Okay, so I just sent you a text message right there.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, perfect. And then additionally, I will also send you an email, and it's going to contain my contact card. It'll contain my company card as well, just in case you need it.
Okay, not a problem. And you said, okay, and one more thing. You said someone's going to call me when?
It should be most likely within the next several days, or sometimes it can take up to a week, maybe even 2 weeks. It just depends on how busy our attorney partners are, but you should be expecting a call from them relatively soon, maybe in the next several days.
Not a problem. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and again, that's all I needed from you today. So you're free to go, and I do wish you all the best, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.